Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Glad you could join us today. Today I want to talk about some of the things that I believe that are going to happen into the future. Now, before we go there, I want to say clearly that I'm not attempting to be a prophet today. I know what happens to prophets when they're wrong, but I do think there's some biblical precedent for being able to look out into the future and to be prepared for what is to come. I think that many times in the scripture, God used people who simply were informed about what was going on, and they were able to share it with others in order to get prepared. Now, this is not a prophetic word on what God's saying is going to come. These are simply my ideas of what I see happening out there on the future horizon, out there into the 2009 and beyond. And so I want to share some of those with you today, not because I want to be right or wrong, but I want you to be prepared. You know, one of the times when this precedent of looking out and deciding what was going on was set in the scripture was in 1 Chronicles 12. Now, David was fleeing from Saul, and he was getting ready for battle, and he was assembling men to come and help him. And it said, these were men who came to David at Ziklag, while he was banished from the presence of Saul. And these were the people who came. It says they were among the warriors who helped him in battle. They were armed with bows, and they were able to shoot arrows or to sling stones, either right-handed or left-handed. That's a skill that came in very handy during a war. It says these were kinsmen of Saul from the tribe of Benjamin. It says they were brave warriors, ready for battle and able to handle the shield and the spear. Their faces were the faces of lions, and they were swift as gazelles in the mountains. So those were part of the skill sets that David needed to go into battle. But here was another skill set that God sent to David. He said he sent him the men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. In other words, these were people who weren't necessarily going into the battle, but they understood what was going on around David. They understood the landscape, and they knew exactly what to do in that context, in that landscape. So today we're going to talk about five future trends that I think we're going to be faced with as believers in the body of Christ. All of these have to do with the economy, as well as with the impact of that economy on us as believers, and then what we should do to respond. We're going to cover job losses, the recession, a season that I think is coming called economic calm, and then a growing and expanding government, and finally a rising intolerance to Christians. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm glad you've joined us. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about the five trends, the five things that I believe you need to be on the lookout for as we approach the year 2009 and even beyond. The first trend that I see is pretty obvious. It's certainly not one that should be new to any of us, and that's a coming increase in job losses and the shift in our entire job base. What's going to be available to us in terms of our employment opportunities? And what's going to be moving? And I think we need to understand that there's some major sectors changing right before our eyes. It's obvious that construction has been hard hit, and construction is one of the foundational key indicators of economic growth. Because when construction grows, so many other fields grow around it. It just kind of ripples. So wherever there's active construction, you can see there's active job growth. And construction is hard hit, particularly in the retail sector, and it won't be long till that catches up with the commercial sector. Also, you're seeing a major cutback in the automobile industry with projections that there's going to be massive job shifts in that arena as well. And then in the financial services sector, thousands of jobs are going to be lost there. I think you're going to see it in the real estate sector, both in residential as well as commercial, and then the retail sector as the economy softens and people start pulling in. Now, when all of those sectors are impacted, and we're starting to see an increase in the number of jobs lost, you're going to see a ripple effect on small businesses. It's going to be difficult times for small businesses who've been dependent upon the growth in those sectors, or even those small businesses that are dependent on population growth. I was just visiting a person in my area who says he has no incoming U-Haul trailers because so few people are moving right now. And he can't rent out any trailers to people who are moving in town because there's no new growth of trailers being dropped off at his site. So there's going to be ripple effects as the job market shifts and as major sectors start to see loss. I think we're also going to see a loss on the high end. People who are in what I call vanity type businesses are going to have a major impact. Now, what should you do about it? Well, first of all, be vigilant and aware of how that may impact your job and your career. In other words, get informed and get prepared. Is it coming your direction? Could your industry be impacted as you look out and see what's happening? Now, I realize that we're talking about up to a 10% job loss. So that means 90% of the people may or may not be affected. Well, if you're in that 90%, will that loss of 10% impact what you're able to do or your company's able to do? Because your company may not go through a downsizing, but they may have a loss of income, which will impact your job. So be aware and be vigilant. Consider how you can help your company. Figure out what you can do to add value as your company has to tighten up and improve their bottom line. Become a better employee. Diversify your skills, both in your day job as well as what you may have to do on the side in order to protect your source of income. And don't forget, if your job is outsourced, consider where it got outsourced to, and then determine, could you possibly move to be on the side of the ledger of that outsourced provider? So if the technology function gets moved outside the company to a contractor and your job goes with it, well, then contact the contractor who the company hired to be the outsourced provider. So be very vigilant on that trend. The second major trend is recession. Now, we've said that there's four scenarios of what this recession might look like. Everybody knows we're going to have a recession. Is it going to be a V-shape? That's a short one. That's where it goes down steeply and then immediately rises up the other side. That's called a V-shaped recession. Now, the good news, the average recession in America has only lasted about 10.6 months. Those are typically sharp downturns with a quick, sharp bounce up the other side, less than 1 year. There's also the U-shaped recession. That's a sharp downturn with about 2 years at the bottom, and then it comes back up on the other side, forming a U-shaped over a 2 or 3 year period. Many people believe we're in for that type of recession. There's another one called the L-shaped recession. Now, that recession is when you go steeply down and then you go out to the right and stay flat for a number of years. That's what happened in Japan. That flat, no growth, slow growth time lasted almost a decade. That's a real bad scenario. And then the fourth possibility is one that certainly no one would hope for, but that it's not a V, it's not a U, and it's not an L. It's a complete meltdown. Now, that possibility exists, but most people don't think that's what's going to happen now. As I've said many times, no one knows the future. But we are going to experience some contraction. And here's what you need to know as a believer and how you need to be thinking to be prepared. A recession is going to impact your net worth, your stock holdings, your investments, real estate values, all of that is going to experience a contraction. The value of the dollar may experience more contraction. And if any of you lived through the recession of the 80s, which I painfully remember watching what happened in the 80s when the oil and gas boom turned into a bust, I was in that industry in those days, and I saw what a recession could really mean. But I look back on it, and even though real estate and the price of oil was hit very, very hard in Texas where I lived, if you had bought during that time and just hung on for 20 years, look what would have happened. The price of real estate soared back, and so did the price of oil. So don't forget to be wise to look for opportunities in a recession. While you're losing net worth, there's always opportunities. So in a recession, pay off debt, increase your savings, increase your giving, increase your capacity to serve others and help those who are hurting, and look for opportunities. But you are going to have to develop a mentality that this is not going to last forever, and that this will pass, and that you want to be different than the world without your hope or identity in your net worth. Because all of us are going to have a similar experience of losing value in the things that we have valued. But God told us never to put our hope and trust in those things anyway. The third trend that I see coming is a period of economic calm. Now, after this period of job losses and after this period of recession, I think it's going to start looking a whole lot better. But that's the period that I'm very, very concerned about. Because, you know, we all love it when we get in calm waters. We all love it when we have a sense of confidence and security about the future. And when the signs start turning back to green on Wall Street, when everything starts to grow upward again, everything starts to look good, that's when I think we're most vulnerable. And that's what I want to talk about after this break. I'm going to go into how to deal with a period of economic calm, what to be prepared for, and then we're going to talk about two other trends that I see coming on the horizon that we have to be vigilant in understanding how to deal with. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about the five trends that I see coming into the future that we need to be like the men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what to do. And I want to say one more time, today is not a day that I'm making biblical prophetic statements. I'm simply interpreting what we see going on around us, especially as it relates to money and finances and the economy, and what we as believers need to understand. I said two of them were very obvious. We're looking at an ever-increasing amount of unemployment and job loss through 2009. Some people think it could reach double digits. We need to be prepared for that and know what to do. Secondly, we're looking at a period of recession. We don't know how long or how deep, and we need to understand what to do and what to be thinking and how to deal with that. And then we're talking about a third trend that I'm calling a season of economic calm. And this is the one I'm concerned about when we get those warm and fuzzy feelings that it's safe to go back in the water. Confidence has returned. We have a sense of security. And here's what's going to go away. What's going to go away is our sense of urgency. Right now, the panic is actually helping us. We're seeing unprecedented amounts of consumer debt being paid off. We're seeing a rapidly sharp rise in the amount of money people are saving. Those are good trends. But when calm returns, what I'm afraid is we're going to forget about all of that, and we're going to see all this cheap money available that's being pumped into the economy, and we're going to say, yippee, let's go back and start spending. But during this time of economic calm, if you can remember that, because I'm going to come back on the air and I'm going to say, remember, I said these days were coming. Now that everybody feels it's safe to go back in the water, now's the time to downsize on your house. Now's the time to sell that car you couldn't sell during the recession. Now's the time to get those credit cards finally paid off, to pay off the student loan, to pay off your consumer debt, to start saving 10 or 20% a year when everyone else thinks, oh man, it is great again. Happy days are here. You've got to retain the lessons that God taught you during the recession. And let's benchmark this day, because the day will come when we start to forget that we have to be wise and vigilant during the times when it looks so good. Here's the fourth trend. I think we're going to see an ever-growing and expanding government. Now, I don't know who's going to get elected president. I have a strong opinion about who should, and I am talking to the Lord about that on my knees. I feel very strongly that we need someone in office who will contract the U.S. government, that they will look at the problems that the government has, the amount of borrowing they're doing, the amount of printing of money that they're doing, and say, this is insanity. We need to stop it. That's what I'm praying for. Now, here's one of the trends you've got to watch out for. You need to be watching for how much federal debt we have as compared to our gross domestic product. Right now, with the federal bailout program, we are now close to 80% debt to gross domestic product. Basically, that's how much we owe versus how much we take in. That's the key indicator, because I believe the massive bubble that's growing right now is invisible to most of us. During that period of economic calm, we're going to forget that this silent killer is bubbling up at the federal level, which is a massive amount of debt and a massive amount of government that cannot be supported by the taxpayer, which is going to make the government have to borrow or print money. Because what lesson I'm seeing during this time right now is that we are addicted to prosperity, and our government will do anything to ensure that we remain prosperous. It is politically incorrect to allow the economy to go backwards. And so federal policy is trying to prop up an economy that's deeply in trouble. Do not fall into that trap of thinking that it's going to be okay just because the government has taken on more and more debt. It's not okay. Just recently in Argentina, the government had to nationalize all the retirement funds of their citizens, basically take them over because they didn't have enough money. The same thing could happen with Social Security someday, because we don't have enough money to pay Social Security. And as the government grows, we're going to have less money to pay you Social Security. So don't put your hope in that. The government is not your caretaker. We have to get rid of that mentality. And it's growing, especially among the young people in this country, that the government will take care of all these problems. And it will lead us into deep, deep problems. So what do you do about it? What do you do about it is recognize that our government is in a very tough spot. They don't have good choices right now. They're not making wise fiscal decisions. And you need to be sure that you are not in a position to be dependent upon them for your well-being into the future. And you need to understand the decisions they're making as that debt continues to grow and what impact it may have on the value of the dollar into the future. Let me give you the fifth one, the fifth trend that I see, and all the signs are there, and I don't know how to measure this one, but I see a rising intolerance for the Christian worldview, a rising intolerance for the Christian worldview under the guise of a tolerant culture. And what a tolerant culture means in the U.S. today is we're tolerant of everything except Christianity. And I think as believers, we need to prepare for the day when we have to live with persecution. And I think it's going to come in many forms. I think it's going to come very subtly in the form of legislation. I think we're going to get cultural pressures to be silent. And I think we're going to see a global shift to becoming more and more secularized so we can fit in to the mindset of the global community that we work in partnership with. I think it's going to impact the generosity of the saints in this country, and I believe we've got to get ready for that day. That's what I want to talk about when we come back. lack is how to be prepared, because more importantly than all the economic challenges we face is we need to be prepared for a day when it is more and more difficult to advance the kingdom of God, even in this country. That's the trend that I see coming, and it has a great impact on how you prepare financially for that day. Well, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we've been talking about the five trends that I see coming into the future that I think we need to really be aware of, like the men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what to do. And you probably noticed many of these trends are unsettling. They're not ones that I really look forward to. But you know, in the midst of all that, I think there's some great news. First of all, we're all going to begin to see that God is our provider. You know, there's a huge distinction between seeing your career and your job as your provider and God as your provider. And I think that as we see job losses increase, and whether you experience it or not, or you're just called on to help somebody who is going through that, the main message is that God is just as trustworthy when you had a job as when you don't have a job. He's never changed, and that you can trust Him to lead you to the job that you need. The second part of the good news is that as the recession takes place and we start to see some of our net worth decline, our real estate values decline, the stock market decline, all of those things that are going on around us, we will begin to see clearly that the only real treasures are those that we've stored up in heaven. You know, the Lord said never to put your treasures in the things of this world. And we will begin to see why He said that. And it will create a greater desire to move our treasures on ahead. The third part, I think, is going to be good news that comes out of some of these trends, is that in the midst of all this economic pain, it will get our attention. We will start to see that all the things that we could touch or feel or put our hope in that seem so important will no longer seem important. In other words, it'll squeeze some of that dross out of our hearts, some of that vanity that all that we were living for was the next raise or the next trip or the next acquisition or the next level of entertainment. And it'll start to strip away all the things that are no longer important to us, and it will bring us back to what we should really value and treasure, the things that God said are worthwhile, the things that revolve around serving other people and not just ourselves, the things that require sacrifice and not just pleasure. I believe it's going to be a good thing for us to go through some of these hardships. It will also cause us, as we see the growing government, to withdraw our sense of security and hope in a government or in a president or in some new policy or legislation. Our hope should be in Jesus Christ, no matter what our government does or any government for that matter. The government rests on His shoulders, not a man's. And then as I said, lastly, we're going to see persecution increase, intolerance for the Christian worldview. But I believe in the midst of that out of persecution, we're going to grow stronger and the Church of Jesus Christ is going to expand. Well, I hope you're encouraged today. That's what I see coming on the horizon. Let's walk through this together. I'm Chuck Bentley. You've been listening to Money Life. Thank you.